All-Ireland final. We were talking about tickets there for the game, how they're dispersed for the final. But what about trains? What about planes? What about how you get to the match indeed? And how do people who have accessibility issues and people in wheelchairs get space on trains? Well, Sheila contacted us on the comment line and she has a complaint. She's been trying over the last number of months to go on different trips on our trains, and she's arguing there's not enough wheelchair spaces on trains and wants Irish Rail to take action on this. I spoke to her and first of all asked her about when she tried to get on and what happened.
Normally you just go onto the website and you go and you put in you're a wheelchair user, you know, and your free travel and all those sort of things. And I mean, I've been using a wheelchair now for 26 years and 26 years ago, yes, it was a battle. But in this day and age, I don't expect it to be a battle the way it was. I tried to book the train on the 26th of June to go out to Cork on the 7th of July. And it told me the 9 o'clock train I wanted to travel on, there was no wheelchair spaces. And the train from Mallow to Cork, there was no wheelchair spaces. But when we actually got on the train, there were spaces on the 9 o'clock from Tralee to Mallow, and there were spaces from Mallow to Cork. Coming back on the 457, I think it's called, it was actually a very small, tiny commuter train, and it was just packed. There was no wheelchair spaces at all on the train. It literally was just able-bodied people on this train, which I think is disgusting. But I know you haven't heard back from me and Road Erin, but what I have done, I've just gone on and checked, and they seem to be having a train now, the 457, from Cork to Mallow, does seem to be having wheelchair spaces again now.
Okay, so the train that you got on, that was the commuter train, was that going from Cork to Mallow, or was that from Mallow to Kerry?
No, that was from Cork to Mallow.
Cork to Mallow.
Yeah, but the train from Mallow to Tralee had wheelchair spaces.
Okay.
But when I went on the website to book the seats, it was telling me there was no wheelchair spaces.
That they'd already booked. How many wheelchair spaces are there on the large trains?
On the train from Tralee to anywhere, usually you'll find there's only two. I got it wrong in my email. One carriage, there'll be two wheelchair spaces.
For the whole train?
Now, for the whole train.
Okay.
But if you were going to Dublin, you'd have to get Tralee to Mallow and then change at Mallow for the Dublin train.
Yeah.
Now, those trains have a wheelchair space in every carriage, from what I can remember. Yes, they do. They're the intercity trains. They tend to have a seat in every carriage.
Yeah.
In fact, when I got on the train in Mallow to Cork, it was the Dublin to Cork train, and it had, you know, there was a wheelchair space right in front of where I was sat.
Yeah, yeah.
After I'd been told it wasn't there.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, like I said, 26 years later, you would have thought it'd been easier. I mean, a number of years ago, I used to travel up to the Kerry matches in Crow Park and everything, and I had problems, but I'd just get on to the train station and they'd say, yeah, no, but we'll sort you out, don't worry, we'll get you on.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't be in that situation. An able-bodied person can rock up to a train station and get on a train. A wheelchair user can't. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
It's just so difficult to try and book a train as a wheelchair user, and I'd like to go up. Please, lads, do it. I'd like to go up for the All Ireland final if Kerry get through. But I've already checked those trains, and the 7 o'clock from Tralee to Dublin has no wheelchair spaces. And the seven o'clock coming back from Dublin is sold out.
But can you even be sure of that? That it has no wheelchair spaces? If the previous one told you it didn't and it ended up having wheelchair spaces available when you got on the train?
No, but then you see you run the risk of turning up at the station. There being no space.
Yeah. And unlike an able-bodied person who can just stand in the aisle if they don't have a seat, or sit down against a wall somewhere of the carriage,
you're on your own. You basically won't be allowed on the train, effectively, I'd imagine.
Exactly.
Is that how it works,
Sheila? Exactly, yeah. You can't get on the train because they can't. There's no space for your wheelchair to go.
Yeah, if there is no space in the train, do you have to... let's say you get on a train and there is no space in the official, you know, wheelchair spaces. Where do you go? Are you positioned in the near the toilets in the between the carriageways? Is that how it works?
No, you don't get on. Full stop.
You don't get on.
If there's no wheelchair space, you cannot get on.
And does that happen often? Is there high demand? Is it depending on the train? If there's the trains, if there are more modern ones with two in every carriage, are you normally okay?
The modern ones would have one in every carriage,
yes.
Not two, unfortunately.
Well, yeah.
But it's the way it is. You know, as a wheelchair user, it's the way it is. It's potluck. You have to do your best to try and book it and get on it. And if you can't book it, then you're tough luck.
You have to book in advance as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And long in advance, really.
By the looks of things, yes, a lot longer now than you used to.
Yeah. Sheila, what would you like Irish Rail to do?
Make more trains wheelchair accessible. It's as simple as that, but as I say, it's a drum I've been beating for 26 years. And I've come to the stage now where I'm thinking, why should I keep beating this drum? The Minister for Transport knows what his job is. I shouldn't be doing his job. He should be doing his job. He's getting well paid for it. I'm not. Do you know? It just does get very frustrating and very annoying when you're constantly, after 26 years, you're still beating the same drum.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Listen, Sheila, thanks for telling us your story this morning. We'll get on to Irish Rail and hopefully they'll have a response for us. But thanks for telling us your story.
And thank you for highlighting it, Gerry.
There you go, that's Sheila's story this morning about how you go about booking a place for a wheelchair space on a train. Needs to be better. We're waiting response from Irish Rail in relation to that. If you have your own experience of it, then get in touch with us on the programme this morning on 0667 123 666. You can text or WhatsApp the programme with your thoughts and views to 083 300 300. We want to hear from you.